It is the Pepsi Halftime Show, and we are joined by head coach Chelsea DeVille. And, Coach, congratulations on that win.
Hey, thank you so much. That was fun. That's the best all-around game, both ends. Everyone who got in, it's the best we've played ever since I've been here.
You had a 17-0 run that was part of kind of a 22-2 run. And we spoke about it yesterday. Wayne State had the same kind of run against you yesterday. It just kind of kept building. It wasn't a sudden explosion. It was over 8 minutes of basketball that you had a 22-2 run. That's a lot of good defense in there.
That is, and I didn't realize it. Like you said, it was a slow burn type of run where I knew we were getting great looks. So I knew offensively we were getting great looks. We were handling it, making a lot of them, obviously, but I had no idea how many stops we got until Micah told me, yep, you had a blah, blah, blah run, and they didn't score for 8 minutes, yada, yada, just rambling off the stats. I was like, oh, okay, that's great. But no, it was just great defense, gritty, for a team that crashes hard. We kept them off the boards. We got stops. We contested their threes, and then we went flying on the other end and really played well and passed the ball around very well, 10 assists in the first half alone.
You had one flurry here in the second half where you had five straight offensive rebounds. You missed five straight shots,
yeah,
but you got the ball back five straight times. Holy cow.
Right? And, yeah, it's just gritty. I mean, we weren't trying to kill clock. I know it looked like we did. We weren't trying to completely just stall. We had our motion, move it, but then let's wait for a really good look. And then, you know, Erica Gardner gets in there, gets it. Brooklyn gets in there, gets it. The last one, Erica tips out, goes their way. But it was just like, dang, that is some grit out of our team to keep the ball alive and keep it in our hands.
You started both the third and fourth quarters very, very slow on offense.
Yeah.
But your defense was able to keep you in it and
right,
not let Augie score any points.
Yeah, besides, you know, even the first quarter, I got nervous. I was like, oh, boy, we look tired. Just kind of slow-mo, and they got up on us 7-9. Whatever it was, but yeah, you know, we kind of got our feet, got our legs, and got rolling again. So yeah, our defense was just everything tonight. You know, we handled their press, which we haven't in the past. You know, then we had moments where we let it get to us and get rattled, but you know, really, really good defensive effort from a team where the scouting report is everyone can shoot it, everyone can drive. So I'm really proud of, you know, everything our women did tonight.
And you were bragging up your bigs before the game, and Taylor Bray and Rachel Hadela, really, and Claire Wolhow as well, really, really carried the load today offensively and defensively.
Yeah, it's just, you know, besides really that Moorhead game, that's what we have to play through. That's when we're really good. And Wings find out when we use them, their life's easier on the perimeter too. So they find them in the dump downs. They find them off their attack dump downs. So, it's just so nice to have, really, you know, Gabby didn't see a lot of minutes tonight, but, you know, we can put her in too, and she's a talented post. So having three really, really great post offensively just is something we haven't had consistently, and it is a game changer for us.
And I didn't bring this up in the pregame, but I'm going to ask it now. How does it feel to win a game as a head coach against the coach that you played for in college?
Yeah, I got emotional earlier because he's the reason I'm a coach. You know, he gave me a chance and to play at one of the best schools in Division II. And then, you know, I sat with him for 5 years, seeing how he did it, just looked up to him. He's the reason I'm a coach. So I didn't want to beat him for any chip. I wanted to just be able to compete with him, and that's, you know, making myself, you know, just proud of what, you know, he made me become. And, you know, when he's the GOAT of the Northern Sun. I mean, he's just the best. So it was special, and I felt like a proud mom in the locker room, lost it, and Micah's interview, lost it, just emotional, because, you know, that's what I strive for, not to beat anyone in particular, but to be able to compete with some of the best.
Well, congratulations on the big win. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille with us on the Pepsi Halftime Show. Beaver women winning today 74-57.